رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praises are due to Allah, the creator, the cherisher, and the sustainer of this universe. And may his peace and blessings be upon his noble prophet Muhammad and his descendants and his companions and his followers. Dear respected followers of Prophet Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this Quran as a medication. And he told us how to use that medication. Because some medications are to be used externally by spreading them on the skin, and some are like eye drops. If a person takes them orally, then they are not going to be effective. The Quran is a medication. The Quran is a cure for the ailments of the hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Isra, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And we send down of the recital that which is a healing and a mercy for the believers. So it's a healing, it's a medication. He also said in Surah Yunus, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. O mankind, there has come to you an admonition from your Lord and a cure for what lies within the chests, and guidance and mercy for the believers. So the Quran is a medication. And Allah told us how to use it. So how to use it then? Allah told us, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ. A blessed book that I have sent down to you so that they may ponder upon its signs. The signs of the Quran, آيات القرآن. So the ayat al-Quran should be pondered upon in order to benefit from them. Memorization is good, but memorization without understanding, without pondering, is not going to help. Like exactly taking a medication the wrong way. So pondering is very important. Today we are going to speak about a phenomenon called the aesthetic education of the Quran. It is the ability to taste beauty or to judge beauty, to distinguish between the beautiful and the ugly. Sometimes I feel like the Quran is making me more artistic the more I read it. Every time I read the Quran with understanding, with pondering, my taste becomes better. I start to be more artistic in my taste. One of the divine attributes, by the way, that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adorns and decorates. It's one of the divine deeds. One of the things that Allah does is that he adorns. In Surah Fussilat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّا زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِزِينَتِينِ الْكَوَاكِبِ. Indeed, we have adorned the lowest heaven with an adornment, the planets. Actually, this sign has three qira'at. بِزِينَةٍ الْكَوَاكِبِ الْكَوَاكِبِ, this one, and بِزِينَةٍ الْكَوَاكِبَ and بِزِينَةِ الْكَوَاكِبِ. Each one of them has a different meaning, and all of them combined means that Allah decorated the sky with planets that he himself decorated the planets also. He made the planets beautiful and he used them to decorate the sky with them. But this is another different topic that we need to talk about later, which is the qira'at, the beauty of the variant or the variation of the qira'at in some ayat that give different meanings but not contradicting, and all of them together are like layers of the meanings that makes the ayah vivid and beautiful and three-dimensional, or I can say even high definition. But that's a different topic. Today we are going to talk about this phenomenon that the Quran is educating its reader about beauty. So here, as we see in this ayah, Allah said that He adorned the lowest heaven with an adornment, the planets. And in Surah Fussilat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَزَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَحِفْظًا ذَلِكَ تَقَدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. I got mixed up with another ayah. Because Allah mentioned a lot that He decorated, by the way, the heavens. This one in Surah Fussilat says, And we adorned the lowest heaven with lamps and for preservation, that is the determining of the Almighty, the All-Knowing. In Surah Al-A'raf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ لِعِبَادِهِ وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ. We will see that the Quran mentioned a lot, about maybe more than like about a dozen times, the word zina, adornment. It says, say, who has forbidden Allah's adornment, which He has brought out for His servants and the good things among His provision. So Allah doesn't want people to forbid His adornment. So many times, as we said, Allah mentions that He adorns and decorates to make things beautiful in this world. In Surah Fatir, the Quran mentions that among the benefits of water is not just drinking and allowing us to have vegetation to eat. No, more than that, it's beauty. Watering plants of different beautiful colors. And in the same ayah, He mentioned the mountains with its beautiful colors. Look at these in two consecutive ayahs. They are in Surah Fatir. Here, Allah says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجْنَا بِهِ ثَمَرَاتٍ مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهَا وَمِنَ الْجِبَالِ جُدَدٌ بِيضٌ وَحُمْرٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهَا وَغَرَابِيبُ سُودٌ. Have you not seen that Allah has sent down water from the sky? We are expecting that the water from the sky is coming to denote or to make us recognize the blessing of plantation. It will help us to plant. It will help us to drink and give water to for our cattle to drink. But no, here He says, and with it, we have brought out products of various colors. Various colors. So the water from the sky benefits us in making the earth more beautiful. And in the same ayah, He said, and in the mountains are streaks of white and black and red and varying in their hue, and pitch black. So He mentioned here the beautiful colors of white and red with variant hue and pitch black. In the next ayah, He said, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ وَالدَّوَابِّ وَالْأَنْعَامِ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهُ كَذَلِكَ إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ غَفُورٌ. Likewise, human beings and animals and livestock come in various colors. So human beings, animals, livestock in various colors. Indeed, from among His servants, only the learned fear Allah. So it's like He's telling us about the beauty in this world, in everything around us, and He's linking this to education, to learning, and to the fear of Allah.
We will come to this, but we have to ponder, we have to realize these things first.
In Surah Al-Zukhruf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the food in Jannah. The food in Jannah.
That is not just delicious, but also being presented in a beautiful way that makes the eyes enjoy before the tongues and the stomachs enjoy. Listen to this.
يطاف عليهم بصحاف من ذهب وأكواب وفيها ما تشتهيه الأنفس وتلذ الأعين وأنتم فيها خالدون.
Allah says, they are served around with trays of gold and cups, and therein is whatever is desired by the selves and delights the eyes.
So even the food itself is presented in a beautiful way.
Allah mentioned that in Jannah, there are gardens with rivers flowing underneath. This is mentioned, I think, about 40 times in the Quran. There's a lot of focus on rivers flowing in the gardens of paradise.
Why?
When you go to a park and you find a small river or a water stream, and that's the most beautiful place in the park, you unfold your chair that you bring with you, and you sit there because that's the most beautiful place in the park, because you can see water and trees.
When Allah mentions rivers in paradise, it's not to assure people that there will be no drought or thirst.
No, I don't think anyone worries about getting thirsty in Jannah or drought in Jannah.
Allah is describing a beautiful scene of gardens on hilltops and rivers flowing underneath in the valleys. Beautiful scenes.
And I think that by now, it became very obvious that the Quran aims to educate its reader who reads with understanding and pondering about beauty. It is obvious that Allah wants you to have a taste that recognizes real beauty.
Here comes the question, why?
Why is it that important to have an artistic taste and recognize beauty? Can't one be a believer unless he or she has an artistic taste?
Of course you can. Of course one can be a believer without having an artistic taste, but he or she will be in danger.
Like a healthy person who has low body immunity.
Any microbe can put him in hospital.
You know why?
Why is it important for the believer to have an artistic taste, to have a taste of beauty, that he can be able to recognize beauty?
We proved that Allah adorns things in this life and make them look beautiful for people.
But who else does that?
Who else adorns for people?
The shaitan.
The shaitan adorns disbelief, kufr itself, and adorns sins.
For example, in Surah Al-An'am, this is mentioned several times in the Quran.
وَلَكِنْ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
But their hearts hardened and Satan adorned for them whatever they used to do. The crimes that they used to do were adorned to them.
Also, Allah said in the same surah, وَكَذَلِكَ زَيَّنَ لِكَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ قَتْلَ أَوْلَادِهِمْ شُرَكَاؤُهُمْ.
This one has actually.
Likewise, for many polytheists, the killing of their children has been adorned by their associates. Therefore, the devil and his associates, and the human devils as well, adorn sins for people. The shaitan did not tell Adam and Eve to disobey Allah. Never. He adorned the sin for them. He adorned eating from the forbidden tree. But he didn't command them directly to disobey Allah. He would be an idiot if he did that. He said, وَقَالَ مَا نَهَاكُمَا رَبُّكُمَا عَنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ إِلَّا أَنْ تَكُونَ مَلَكَيْنِ أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ. And he said, your Lord has only forbidden you this tree lest you become angels or become of the immortals. Who doesn't want to become immortal? It's good for your health. You never be ill. And who doesn't want to be an angel? Angels don't sin. So they decided to sin once, only once, so that they do not ever sin again. And this is the trap which the brothers of Yusuf, peace be upon him, fell into. They decided to sin only once because there's a benefit in it. And they're not gonna do anything wrong again. اقتلوا يوسف أو اطرحوه أرضا يخلو لكم وجه أبيكم وتكونوا من بعده قوما صالحين. They said, kill Joseph or throw him somewhere in the land and your father's attention will be yours. Afterwards, you become righteous people. After that, we will become righteous. But before that, only one sin. Only one time we kill. See, the shaitan adorns killing of their own brother. They said, so we will kill only once, but we will never do that again. And we all fall into this trap. A businessman is not supposed to bribe people to do business. But sometimes a Muslim businessman feels like, I need to bribe only once because it's going to benefit the company. When I make millions, my zakah will increase and there will be less hungry people. And this is how the shaitan beautifies the sins. He adorns bribery. He adorns killing. He makes the ugly things look beautiful. Now think with me, what can save people from falling into this trap? What can save people from falling into this trap is having the right taste of beauty. It is the Quranic aesthetic education, the ability to judge and distinguish between beautiful and ugly, that can make you see the truth about things instead of being fooled by the shaitan. So the Quran kept giving you tarbiyah jamaliyah, aesthetic education, in order to make you able to distinguish between the beautiful and the ugly and not be fooled by the shaitan. I ask Allah not to condemn us if we forget or fall into error. Oh Allah, do not lay on us a burden like that which you did lay on those before us. Oh Allah, do not lay on us a burden greater than we have the strength to bear. Oh Allah, forgive us, erase our sins from our records. You are our protector, grant us victory over the evildoers and over ourselves. Oh Allah, grant us what you promised us through your messengers. Oh Allah, save us from the shame on the day of judgment. Oh Allah, save the Muslim blood. Oh Allah, save the Muslim souls. Oh Allah, save the Muslim children. Oh Allah, Whoever plans to do good for the Muslims, help him and bless his deeds. Oh Allah, whoever plots to do harm for the Muslims, make his plans return on him and make his destruction in his own plans and show us in him your signs. Oh Allah, grant us your love and the love of whom you love and the love of every deed that gets us closer to your love. Oh Allah, we seek your protection from anxiety and sorrow. We seek your protection from helplessness and laziness. We seek your protection from cowardice and miserliness. We seek your protection from the burden of debts and the tyranny of man. We seek your protection from disbelief and poverty. Oh Allah, many of your servants in Palestine are starved to death by most evil people. Many of your servants get killed every day by ruthless people. So we beg you, Allah, to save your servants from their plots. We ask you to feed your servants and quench their thirst. We ask you to strengthen their hearts. We ask you to protect them from the brutality of their enemies. We ask you to grant them victory over their enemies, who are at the same time your enemies, O Allah. Grant us your victory like the victory of Yawm Badr, and fath like the fath of Mecca. Ameen, ameen, wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man tabi'a hudah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.